This is IGN.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Speak No Evil review. Speak No Evil is now streaming on Shudder. There are only two things I can't stand in this world: people who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch. Nigel Powers. Why start this review of Christian Taftdrup's masochistically cruel Speak No Evil with a quote from Austin Powers' father in Goldmember? Well, maybe Nigel knew something we didn't about the bloody Dutch. Speak No Evil is essentially last summer's Hulu comedy vacation Friends, except as an iconically twisted horror tale without sunshiny conclusions. It's in a class of relentless bad vibes filmmaking alongside Green Room, 2012's Maniac remake, and other char-broiled tales of bleak inhumanity. Don't think this is Barbarian, where you can hoot and holler alongside pure mean-spirited horror entertainment. This is more Hounds of Love or Coming Home in the Dark, where there's no softening salvation to alleviate stomach-churning villainy. Bjorn, Morten Burien, Louise, Sidsel Siemkok, and daughter Agnes, Leva Forsberg, are your typical Danish family, enjoying an exotic Tuscan vacation. Patrick, Fedja van Huet, Karen, Karina Smulders, and speech-impaired son, Abel, Marius Damslev, are their newfound Dutch travel buddies. After their Italian getaway ends, Patrick invites Bjorn's clan to his humble, wooded residence for another escape from Danish normalcy. Should they stay in their mundane bubble, or flee at Patrick's request? That's a decision that will haunt our memories. Speak No Evil draws its terror from basic societal themes of mistrust, midlife anxiousness, and blind faith in the nobility of others. Bjorn is smitten by Patrick's warm open-mindedness upon their Tuscany introductions, because we put so much stock in first impressions. Christian and brother Mads Taftdrup pepper their script with microaggressions and apologetic pleasantries that are so commonly overlooked, only to ensure the film's climax tears our nerves to shreds. There's a balancing act that Christian wrestles throughout Speak No Evil as idyllic Dutch windmill fields look so picturesque, and enrapture a stuffier Bjorn seeking adventure, the man who's willing to ignore people's worst qualities and believe in the happiness he deserves, whether fabricated or genuine. It's a tightrope walk, as Bjorn's loved ones inhabit Patrick's isolated and homely luxury-sized cabin, because we enter Speak No Evil understanding horrors await. Scrumptious feasts of juicy wild boar and laughs shared over bottles of wine can't last. Cinematographer Erik Mühlberg Hansen goes above and beyond when capturing Dutch countrysides as beautiful postcard-worthy landscapes to visually brighten Patrick's homeland, and thus his personality. We acknowledge smiling faces, delicious foods, and healthy pores. But the composer Sunja Kolster scratches stringed instruments to distort domestic comforts. Kolster's score is the counterbalance that tickles tension and summons suspense, which is crucial because so much of Speak No Evil is facades and niceties while we anticipate the inevitable implosion. By conceptual defeat, Speak No Evil becomes a character piece, riding on its ensemble. Bjorn, Louise, and Agnes ditch their Danish comfort zones for Patrick, Karen, and Abel's unfounded generosity. As the proverbial wheels come off, Patrick and Karen let us know their discomfort is appropriate. Morten Burien and Sidsel Sienkolk grapple with the awkward position of defying their host's supposed best intentions. Fedja Van Huet and Karina Smulders do a magnificent job, masking what hides buried underneath abundant hospitality. It's never overwhelmingly dangerous until resistance becomes futile, pitting personal weaknesses against alpha predator instincts. The game is always afoot, and Taffdrup's management of performance temperaments is an achievement in guilt, sabotage, and non-confrontational shortcomings. Then there's that pointy pitchfork of an ending. What's there to say beyond insurmountable despicableness that happens just because it can? Speak No Evil teases something sinister when Abel's seen early with a shortened tongue, but nothing can prepare audiences for the obscene scorched earth finale. Once Bjorn recognizes the red flags he's forgiven, there's a franticness without recovery. Something sensationally unthinkable crawls from beneath heaps of performative goodwill that exposes humanity's slickest demons, pounding like a metal spike driven into your heart with mighty blacksmith's swings. The verdict. Speak No Evil isn't for the faint of morality and weak constitution. Its message is simple. Our world is full of monsters. Christian Taffdrup doesn't coddle his audience, nor does the film pad its landing. Speak No Evil hits with the impact of leaping off the Empire State Building and greeting 34th Street at full force, with the aftermath to match. Patience is rewarded by knockdown, soulless, nasty payoffs that cast an exquisitely malevolent cloud over humankind, which will lose some viewers. It's excessively backloaded, one of my only criticisms, but it's also proficient and tactical in its momentum buildup, meticulous in its naive strollabout pace, which viciously sells an epic heel turn that will make you want to cancel plans for the next 24 hours of recovery.
Spoken Layer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.